Tired of the same old hot takes and sports cliches? Want a fresh perspective on the world of sports? Then tune into the Fade Route with DNZ, the podcast that's changing the game. Every Wednesday, DNZ bring you insightful analysis.
I would argue that that group would be better set in a West Coast offense.
Hilarious banter.
See, people came here for a baseball game.
And a whole lot of fun. Coming at you from the AO Studios. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. The Fade Route with DNZ. It's not just a podcast, it's a lifestyle. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 6. And there's still time to play with us. Join our CBS Pick'em League entitled The Option 2025. It is free. It is fun. It is a tight, tight race. Liz Staples still snapping into first place with 51 points, followed by the lovely Rita Sanchez with 50 points. D is 46. I have 45, tied with Inter Who's Ben Beat. But none of us took the week last week. That belongs to Jamaican Lion. One on the tiebreaker. On the tiebreaker. But
he hit the pole.
He got it. He got it. But we have a new week. And let's see what we do. Thursday night, Amazon Prime, the 4-1 Philadelphia Eagles go into MetLife to take on the 1-4 New York Football Giants.
Eagles.
Yeah. I have a feeling that Jackson Dart doesn't finish this game.
Really?
I think that he's reckless. He takes a lot of hits. And the Eagles hit hard. The Eagles absolutely hit hard. And they'll remember, oh, we can run the football on the Giants. None of this passing to A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith to keep them happy bullshit. Pound the fucking rock with Saquon, and he could have 300 yards. Like, Saquon will just run through them because he can. Eagles big, and Daboll gets canned. Sunday. London. 3-2 Denver Broncos versus the 0-5 Lupus. J-E-T-S, Jets. This is what we're exporting.
I am taking the Jets. I say they win because the Broncos are coming off of a big win against Philly. They're going over on the pond. The Jets are going to win on foreign soil.
Can we keep them there? Can we just like, no takesy-backsies? Just like, nah, we're good. We're good. We brought the Browns back. We brought the Browns. You can have the Jets. It's fine. I'm taking the Broncos. Like, I just, there's no life. There's nothing there for the Jets. But I don't see it. Like, Fields is fine, like he's okay, but he's not moving the needle, and that defense is just dog shit, absolute basura. Sunday afternoon, the 3-2 Los Angeles Rams go into M&T Bank to take on the 1-4 Baltimore Ravens.
I have to imagine the Rams win this game. I don't think Lamar is playing. The Rams have a really good defense, and they've got to play better than they played last week. They got a lot to prove in this game, so I'm taking the Rams.
I'm taking the Rams as well. They beat themselves. They really beat themselves on Thursday. You needed a field goal to tie. Why the fuck is Sean McVay going for it? I don't know. There's questionable decisions. Questionable decisions abound.
Yeah, I didn't understand that call either. An inside run?
Yeah, no, didn't make sense.
You're like one of the most creative offensive minds in professional football. You've got Stafford, Devontae Adams, Puka Nacua, and your 4th-and-1 call is inside run?
Yeah. I don't know.
Meanwhile, Mac Jones was scarfing down bananas because he was cramping so bad. Just give the ball back to the 49ers. He ain't going to do shit.
I mean, Cardi's a good kicker. Like, outside of getting blocked, he got blocked
like crazy.
Yeah. But that's, you know, but he is still an accurate kicker. But the Ravens are toast, man. The Ravens are absolute toast. The 2-2-1 Dallas Cowboys go into Charlotte to take on the 2-3 Carolina Panthers.
The Panthers are feisty, man. They're feisty. I'm taking the Cats.
That was a surprising win. That was absolutely a surprising win against the Dolphins. And it might have started, finally, the beginning of the end for Mike McDaniel as head coach. I got to go with the Cowboys. They feast on bad teams. Panthers are not all the way there yet. And I expect big things from Javonte Williams and Dak Prescott. The 2-3 Arizona Cardinals go into Indy to take on the 4-1 Indianapolis Colts.
Colts.
Yeah.
I think the second baseman's hurt, too.
Oh, Jesus. Who's their backup? Clayton Tune? Like, who would...
No, I mean, he's going to play. I'm just saying, I don't think he can run very well. Wow. I think he's all jacked up.
Well, the Colts' defense is surprisingly solid. So, Colts, one of the 7-4-1 teams in the NFL. So, it's not going to be close. Colts take the dub. The 3-2 Seattle Seahawks go into Jacksonville to take on the 4-1 Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm taking the Seahawks. They need to rebound here.
I'm taking the Jags. I think that, I mean, you knocked off the Chiefs. You knocked off the Niners. You know, I think that they're proving their mettle. They're absolutely proving their mettle here. Now, if Brian Thomas can actually find the end zone, that'd be awesome. But, you know, it's a solid team all the way around. You know, I mean, Trevor Lawrence tripping over his own 2 feet, but that's neither here nor there. But Liam Cohen's got them going in the right direction. Who would have thought from the press conference? But it's working. It's working. Down in Duval.
4-1.
4-1. 4-1. What more can you say?
Just beat the Chiefs.
Yep.
Defending AFC champions.
Beat the Niners and almost beat up Robert Saleh. Yeah. There you go. There you go. Keep my name out your mouth, bitch.
You heard me. What? Ask about me.
What? I'm sorry. I'm speaking to my good ear. You heard me, motherfucker. Ooh, the 3-2 Los Angeles Chargers go into Hard Rock to take on the 1-4 Miami Dolphins.
The Chargers.
This is hard, man. The Chargers are starting to go through what Wilbon likes to call nap time. Like 3-0, cruising, and then they lose to the Giants, and then they lose last week. They're not going to lose again. They're going to take this one over the Dolphins, who are just sputtering along. The 1-4 Dylan Gabriel-led Cleveland Browns go into Pittsburgh to take on the 3-1 Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'm taking the Browns.
What?
I think they're going to rally. They're going to rally behind him. They're going to rally behind Dylan Gabriel. Steelers are going to come out slow and sleepy. I got the Browns.
First game on American soil. We'll see how that goes. I have to think that the Steelers are gonna take this one. The Browns defense is getting worked, mostly because their offense isn't any good. So I think that favors the Steelers. The 3-2 New England Patriots go into the Big Easy to take on the 1-4 New Orleans Saints.
Pats, I think Drake maybe. Drake maybe might be good.
I have to go with the Pats as well. And I'll say it, Drake May is good. No, there's no maybe about this one.
Ooh.
No, Drake May is good. And the Saints, the four previous shit games, yes, they're in it. Yes, they show fight. They show grit. Last week does not make up for the four previous games. the Giants pretty much gifted them those games in a lovely red bow. Here, we're gonna turn the ball over 5 fucking times. Here, do something with it. The Patriots aren't gonna do that. The Patriots, I mean, it got sloppy in Buffalo on Sunday, but I think Vrabel will clean that up. It will be cleaned up.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 1-4 Tennessee Titans go into Vegas to take on the 1-4 Las Vegas Raiders.
Raiders.
This is bad. The Raiders have to be one of the most disappointing teams in the league. You bring in Pete Carroll.
What happened to Geno? Geno's having. What happened to that guy?
Geno looks back like at the Jet days, man. It's like he can't find receivers on his own team. It's amazing. There's only been one game where he hasn't thrown a pick. Yikes!
I think he has like 9 interceptions.
It's bad.
6 touchdowns.
I think it's 9.
What the hell is going on with Geno, man?
I don't know. Now, you figure they're going to ride Ashton Jeanty. You figure that's the way they're going to go. I think the Titans make it 2 in a row. So you get the monkey off your back. Now you can kind of breathe a little bit. Maybe Cam Ward can start showing flashes of why he was the number one overall pick. And the Titans defense still isn't terrible. It's not terrible. So I'm going to go with the Titans in an upset. I mean, is it really an upset if they're both 1-4? I don't know. The 4-1 San Francisco 49ers going to Tampa Baker to take on the 4-1 Tampa Bay Bucks.
I mean, how could you bet against Baker after that game last week, man? He's on his way to getting the MVP, going Bucks.
I'm not betting against Baker Mayfield, especially if the Niners are once again unhealthy. Wait, stop me when you've heard this before. The Niners are battling injury. Shit, that train's never late. Give me the Bucks. I learned my lesson from last week. Take Baker Mayfield. In Baker we trust. The 2-3 Cincinnati Bengals go into Lambeau to take on the 2-1-1 Green Bay Packers.
Packers.
Give me the Packers. Doesn't matter if it's Flacco, Browning, whoever. Joe Burrow on one leg, doesn't matter. Give me the Packers all day long. Your Sunday night special. The 4-1 Detroit Lions go into Arrowhead to take on the 2-3 Kansas City Chiefs.
I gotta think the Lions are gonna win this game.
I'm with you. I'm with you, and CBS Sports is with you. 75-25 in favor of the Lions. I thought that would have been closer. But the Chiefs are trending down, despite that 2-game winning streak. Snuffed out, man. Snuffed out just like that by the Jaguars. And, oh joy, a Monday night doubleheader. Fantastic. Wonderful. 7:15. The 4-1 Buffalo Bills go into Hotlanta to take on the 2-2 Atlanta Falcons.
Bills.
Give me the Bills in a get-right game, absolutely. And your Monday Night Delight Part 2. The 2-2 Chicago Bears go into Landover, Maryland to take on the 3-2 Washington Commanders.
Commies.
Give me the Commies. I'm with you on that. Defense is good. Jaden Daniels is back. They are ready to roll. Teams on a bye. The Vikings and the Texans. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. Those are our picks. What are yours? Play along with us. Join our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option. It is free. It is fun. You can get all the bragging rights. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.